Well, although it's just September, I don't know about you, but I find myself looking back at the year as if it's kind of nearly all over. There's not many credit crunch days left till Christmas, and I was thinking, what's the best thing that's happened to me this year so far? Driving from Bremen to Essen was. It was good. Michael and I stopped and we had a schnitzel. That was nice, wasn't it? Yeah. I had a detox drink, which I didn't like. So maybe that makes it not the best day of the year. But I was thinking hard about it and I thought, well, oh, I know. I played a festival in Norway earlier this year called Bergenfest. It's in the city of Bergen. I don't know if any of you know Bergen. It's a fantastic city. It's really, really good. And very, very Germanic as well in many ways. It's got a real Hanseatic feel. I love it. I'd live there if I was a millionaire. And I played there. Randy Newman was playing there. I love Randy Newman. He's an ancestor for me. And I don't mean I'm his little boy, but... So I played my show at Bergenfest, and my very good friend and Scandinavian agent, Frank Ness, came to the dressing room, and he came in. I was sitting there thinking how wonderful I was. I'm like, fucking hell, I'm so good. Frank said, hi, Jackie. So I went, oh, hi, Frank. He said, can I come in? So I went, yeah, of course, yeah. He said, I have someone who would like to meet you. Can he come in too? So I said, yeah, of course. And then he brought Randy Newman into my dressing room. I was like this, and I kind of went all funny. And so Randy Newman said, hi, I saw your show. I thought it was really good. So to me, like, Randy Newman is like royalty. So when he said this, I went, oh, thank you very much. So I said, yeah, I was really interested in... There seems to me to be a lot of Joni Mitchell influence in your songwriting. So, oh, Joni Mitchell. Oh. I was going Japanese. Oh, Joni Mitchell. Oh, sushi. Oh. So he said, yeah, would you agree with that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just from Scotland, you know. I don't.
So he said, well, I think there is. Do you like Joni Mitchell? So,
oh, I like Joni Mitchell, yeah.
Said, there's interesting things about the songwriting of Joni Mitchell, like, for instance, whenever she sings in the feminine principle about female things, there's lots of S's, there's lots of sibilance. But when she sings about the masculine and men, it's bone dry. Have you seen that?
No.
I thought, I've got to pull myself together. I can't carry on like this. So I was about to ask him if he wanted chop suey. Oh, you want chop suey? So I said, oh, that's very interesting. Could you give me an example of what you mean? So he said, sure I can. Let me think. He said, how well do you know Joni Mitchell's stuff? So I said, very well. So he said, well, let's take a record like The Hissing of Summer Lawns. And there's a song on... that album called Shades of Scarlet Conquering. So,
oh, I know.
Yeah, yes, I know it well. So he said, I'll think of a couple of lines. So he goes, oh, yeah. He says, now listen to this. When this line is in the female, there is all this S. And as soon as it moves to the male, it's dry. She says, she comes from a school of southern charm. She likes to have things her way. Any man in the world, and now it moves back to the woman because he outstretches his arms. Any man in the world holding out his arms would soon be made to pay. Do you see what I mean?
I think so, yeah.
So he said, maybe it'd be better if I sang it. So then Randy Newman, in my dressing room, went, she comes from a school of southern charm. She likes to have things her way. Any man in the world holding out his arms would soon be made to pay. See what I mean?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
I just thought I'd share this with you. It was a lovely, lovely moment. But it's good to be in Essen too, isn't it, Michael?
Yes.